From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Idaho's primary is set for next Tuesday, and every seat in the Idaho legislature is up for grabs. Candidates are facing a wide range of issues, from abortion to libraries to funding public schools. So the College of Idaho is hosting a candidate forum Wednesday afternoon to give folks a chance to hear from their candidates and ask the questions that matter to them. The college's director of on-campus experiential learning, McKay Cunningham, will be hosting the forum, and he is joining us live now. Hi, McKay.
Hi, Gemma.
So, McKay, why host a forum like this?
I don't think that many people disagree that we have an increasingly hostile political environment. I think the college wants to confront hard topics with civility and respect, to promote civil discourse around controversial topics and the like. I think democracy writ large across the country, there's been several political scientists that have suggested that there's just a growing dissatisfaction with traditional democratic institutions. I mean, take the U.S. Supreme Court, for example, is more and more seen as a partisan institution rather than a purely legal or objectively judicial institution. And elections themselves, and this kind of gets to the key of it in my mind, elections themselves, We have multiple candidates time and again saying that there was voter fraud, saying that the election system is rigged. And if a wide swath of the electorate, if you and I, a wide swath of the public has no faith in the integrity of the voting system, then that results in a distrust of democracy itself. All of that to say, this forum on Wednesday at the College of Idaho, it seeks to move in the other direction. Like, we want to promote civil discourse around controversial topics. We want to demonstrate that elections matter, that voting matters, and that public involvement is critical to a healthy democracy.
So how many candidates do you have signed up, and where are they from?
Yeah, well, we've got 12 candidates. I reached out to every single candidate that is either in District 11 or in District 9, because that's kind of covers the Caldwell area. And I got 12 candidates that responded, and it just turned out that 6 were Republicans and 6 were Democrats. And of those 12, only 9 are going to be panelists. And I can identify those for you now if you think your audience would like to hear who they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got Tony Farrow, District 11, running for Senate as a Democrat. We've got Maricela Pessina, District 11B, for the House of Representatives as a Democrat. John Schertz, District 9A for the House as a Republican. And Representative Julie Yamamoto, who is an incumbent for District 11A. That's going to be panel one. And panel two is going to be really fun as well, because we've got 3 candidates vying for the same seat. And that is the Senate seat in District 9. So we have Rachel Buck, who is a Democrat, Brandon Shippey, Republican, and Scott Syme, Republican. And this is a seat that was vacated by someone who retired, so it's open. And we got 3 folks vying for that seat, as well as one other panelist on panel two, and that is Kaylee Peterson. And she's actually running for the U.S. Congress House of Representatives.
And you decided to pretty much focus on the Caldwell area, I'm assuming, because that's where the College of Idaho is?
Yeah, we kind of want to get our constituents where the College of Idaho is involved as much as we can. So yeah, that was the decision.
Mm-hmm. And was it difficult to people for candidates to get on board with this?
Yeah, I mean, part of it was interesting, Gemma. There was some folks that I couldn't find contact information for. As you may know, like, the Democrats this year have really stepped up their efforts to field a lot more candidates. And I think a lot of these candidates are newcomers, and so they don't necessarily have a campaign. But once I did get in touch with folks, they were very eager to join. I will say that aside from Representative Yamamoto, getting incumbents to sign on was a little more difficult.
So what are you hoping to accomplish with the forum come Wednesday? Like, what are some of the important topics that you've heard maybe from voters this year versus, you know, maybe sometimes what the candidates want to talk about?
Yeah, great question. First of all, I'd love for anyone in the listening audience to attend. but also because it's going to be participatory. I'm going to ask a lot of questions as the moderator of the panelists, but then we're going to take audience questions. And then after that, there's going to be a reception. So audience members can walk up to each of the candidates. They're going to have their own tables and meet them, right? And talk to them mm-hmm. about the specific issue that that audience member may have and get an answer from the candidates. All of that to say the topics that I intend to ask the candidates include a wide range of things, but women's healthcare for sure, the private school voucher slash tax credit, which will no doubt be back in front of the legislature next session, education funding, the Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee's new approach, library bills, tax policy, you name it. It's going to be fun.
Well, yeah, no kidding, right? A lot to talk about. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this, McKay, every seat is up for grabs in the Idaho legislature this election cycle. How do you think that will impact policy at the statehouse in the future?
Last 2 years ago, right, in our last primary, mm-hmm. we saw an unprecedented 20 incumbents lose their seats. I think that we're still going to see this year a fairly big battle between hardline Republicans and mainstream Republicans. I don't think we're going to see nearly as many seats flip. But I also think it's really important to note that it's very healthy, at least from a political science point of view, to have as much competition as possible. And so the fact that the Democrats are now fielding almost twice as many candidates than they did 2 years ago, it allows for events just like the one that we're putting on. So we have an opportunity to educate voters. We have an opportunity for the candidates themselves to articulate to a broader audience, you know, exactly what their policy positions are. And all of this, I think, is good for a purposeful engagement in the democratic process.
So are you seeing more division this year when it comes to primary candidates? Or I mean, are they farther apart on the political spectrum, would you say?
I think that there's been, you know, as opposed to 2 years ago, it seems like there's been a much more concerted pushback from what most folks call mainstream Republicans, those who are not on the hard right. And it'll be interesting to see whether or not they make up some of the seats that they lost 2 years ago. But it's the acrimony between kind of the far right and the more mainstream Republicans, I think, is probably going to be the animating force behind this year's primary. And even though the Democrats are fielding twice as many candidates as last year, I don't think it's very likely that they're going to win a lot of seats. That's not going to translate to more seats. In my mind, what it translates to is better exposure for all candidates and better opportunity for all candidates to really get the word out about their particular policy stances.
So I want to go back for a minute to the candidate forum you're going to have on Wednesday, because along with your panel discussions, my understanding is that you'll have four candidates there also who will just do kind of a sort of meet and greet afterward. I mean, you're going to have all the candidates do this, but just doing the meet and greet, McKay, is that a good way to find out more about a candidate?
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I have failed to list or name those other four candidates that are not going to be panelists, but will definitely be there to meet and talk with audience members. Let me do that really quickly. That includes Camille Blaylock from District 11. She's running for Senate. She's a Republican. Jody Keeler, 9B, running for House, and she is a Democrat. Kent Marmon, 11A, running for House Representatives as a Republican. And Anthony Porto, 11A, House of Representatives as a Democrat. So those are the four extra candidates who are not panelists, but are going to be there for the audience. And to answer your question a little more specifically, Gemma, I really do think that is one of the best ways for a voter to make a decision, is to actually meet someone face-to-face, speak with them, get a sense of kind of who they are. One of the downsides, I will say, is that you know, a candidate can say a lot of things one-on-one and not be held accountable for it. So they might fudge a little bit. Whereas if they were on TV or on these panels, they might have a little more accountability. But aside from that, I'm really excited about that process after the panels. By the way, You know, you don't have to register. It's free to attend. So please come. There will be food and drinks. So I hope that your listening audience will attend.
So tell us again, McKay. I know it's on Wednesday, but where will it be? And I'm assuming it's open to everyone.
Yes, open to everyone. It's May 15th. That's this Wednesday from 4 to 6 on the College of Idaho campus in Caldwell, Idaho.
Okay. Well, as always, McKay, really appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk with us about what's going on over at the College of Idaho, in particular this candidate forum.
Awesome. I really appreciate it, Gemma. Thank you.
Oh, we've been talking with Professor McKay Cunningham, who is hosting the College of Idaho's Candidate Forum. It's this Wednesday. It's open to the public. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.